A historic moment for supporters of marijuana legalization in the U.S. The states of Colorado and Washington have legalized the possession and sale of marijuana for adult recreational use. The laws will put both states on a collision course with federal drug laws. Morgan Fox is communications director for the Marijuana Policy Project.
The citizens of Colorado and Washington have decided to take matters into their own hands where legislators are far behind on the issue, and they've seen that prohibition doesn't work.
Critics of current bans on marijuana argue the laws don't stop anyone from using the drug and come at great cost to communities through court expenses and incarceration. According to the FBI, 750,000 people are arrested for possession each year at a cost of more than $40 billion. Jasmine Tyler, Director of National Affairs with the Drug Policy Alliance, compares the marijuana ban to laws that prohibited alcohol use in the U.S. in the 1920s.
Well, interesting. I mean, it's the same as what we saw with the toppling of alcohol prohibition as well. You know, the people knew that the prohibition itself caused more harm and was just ineffective.
Good afternoon. The day after the election, the Justice Department said it was reviewing the ballot initiatives but did not comment on how it will respond. But the statement did say the enforcement of federal drug laws remains unchanged. Experts say enforcing the federal laws could be politically awkward for the Obama administration. More Colorado citizens voted for the initiative than for the president, and national polls show the majority of Americans support legalizing marijuana. Again, Jasmine Tyler.
Polling numbers are as high as they have ever been, and they have risen steadily over the last 10 years. And when you think about the polling numbers for medical marijuana and marijuana taxing and regulating, you can't avoid them anymore.
Former drug control officials have commented that the victory will be short-lived. They predict the Obama administration will either stop the initiatives up front or challenge the laws in court. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.